Last fall, voters rejected a public arts millage, which led City Council to suspending the Percent for Art program and creating a task force to determine how to move forward with the public art program. The amendments now approved will have public art projects considered if they're appropriate during the planning phase of any capital project. Councilmember Stephen Kunstelman says he's had issues with how funds have been used on public art for years.
Transferring monies from restricted funds to a pooled fund. Tonight we made the final changes to relieve that program. And so I think that's been something that I've been working on for almost 5 or 6 years now.
Kunstelman says he also believes the change will lead to better public art because it will be included in the planning stage instead of slapped on at the end of a project. The amendment also encourages private fundraising for public art projects. Bob Miller is the chair of the Public Art Commission. Miller says the amendments are a great step moving forward, but more work needs to be done.
I think it's really important that we try and find a way to support art that's not included in the CIP or baked-in projects. So if we can take the time to work with City Council to derive a method to fund temporary art, festivals, mural art, chalk art.
Council members and others say they also have challenges in funding administration for the public art program for the next couple of years before other funding sources will be in place. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.